This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger, that's all.
Mem Aleph, Omed Aleph, 9 shuras down from the top. Eime Vashem. In the Torah is written about the Korban Pesach, Al Toichlu Mimenu No, don't eat of it. Have done, no means have done. Uvo shel mevushel b'mayim, or cooked in water. Ki im sliyesh, only broiled on the fire. So in the Torah it says, no, have done is also, and also cooked in water is also, it says openly, and it says ki im, it must be sliyesh. Tone Rabbonon b'mayim, it says cooked in water is awesome. Ain't I only know El Bamayim? Bishor Mashkiminai and other liquids. How do I know that it's also the same? Omar to Kalbachema. You can say it by means of Kalbachema. Omar to Mayan, Shame, Fig, and Tom. Water. Doesn't change the taste of the meat, but the water has no taste of its own. Still, Asurim, Shor Mashkin. Shemefigin time, other liquids that change the taste of the meat because they have a taste of their own. Lokoske, surely should be awesome. That's how the Tana Kama learns. Shah Mashkim from the Kalvahemim. Rebbe Yomim, he said the same thing from a Pusik. Ainli Bamayim, Ainli Yala Bamayim. Shah Mashkim Minayim. Tamalim Uboshom Mebush, since the Torah repeats the word for emphasis, you call mukim. Anyway. Not only in water, but anyway you cook it. Boshom Mebush. Now both are saying the same thing. Only Chacham is saying it from a Kalvachema, and Rebbe is saying it from a Pasik. Fragdimo Amai Ben, so what's the difference between them? It looks like the Machalikas. And for the Moyeke Benai, the difference between them, Sli Kedar. If it's broiled in a pot, in an empty pot. According to the Chachamim, who derived other mashke from a kalvachema, because they changed the taste. But Sli Kedar is broiled in an empty pot. There's no water there, only its own liquid that comes out from the meat, and that doesn't give any other taste except the taste of the meat. So according to that, we mutan. Mayan is stated openly, it's also. But this is not Mayan. It's another mashkin. And these mashkin, outside of Mayan, have to come from the Kalvachema. But since it gives out its own mashkin that doesn't affect the taste, on the contrary, it concentrates the taste, so it doesn't result from the Kalvachema. So according to Tanakhame, Tzli Kedar, broiled in an empty pot, should be, you know, Isa. But the Rebbe learns from Boshel Mevushel, from a Pusik, which is malbe any kind of liquid. So he gets, but that's all finished. Rebbe learns from Boshel Mevushel, which is a Rebbe, not a Svore. It's a Pusik, it's malbe. So it's malbe any kind of liquid, therefore, even if it's Li Kedar, it's broiled in its own liquid, is also possible. However, we should remember what Tesha said, we learned it last week. Possible is in any case is possible. Because it's not Sli Machmas or Eish. Anything is not broiled directly over the fire, it's possible anyhow. If this is broiled inside of a hot pot, a dry pot, it's possible anyhow. The question is there a lav of Al Teichlu on it? So Rabbanu says no lav Al Teichlu, Sli Kedar. Because Sli Kedar, since it doesn't come from the Kalvachema, so there's no lav. It's possible. Because it's not broiled on the Eish. And the Rebbe will hold, in addition to not being Sli'esh, but in addition, it's a lav also Uboshel Mevushel, which includes all mashkim. Say that aside. So remember, Tesha says in any case it's also, it's puzzle, but it has to be broiled by fire, Sli'esh. But the question is, in addition to that, is it a lav of Al Teichlu Mimenu Uboshel Mevushel? They didn't use the words Boshel Mevushel, they used the Kalvachema. So hi, boso, mevuso, me. What did they do with these words, which seem to say some extra lima? What do you learn from these words? To say cooked in other mashkim, we don't need boso, mevuso. These are kal v'chema. So what's boso, mevuso come to say? And if you're more of a boy, they need it, they get a tanya. Bishlo, suppose he cooked it. V'yacha katzla, and then he broiled the korban Pesach. So he's chaya for eating. Boshlo mevushlo. Even though he broiled it afterwards. Otzla, or he broiled it first. V'yacha kar bishlo, then he broiled it, then he cooked it. He's chaya in both cases. Whether he cooked it before broiling, or cooked it after broiling, is chayav. That's where the pasuk comes to say. Now the Gemara is asking a svara. Because the Gemara thinks that this is in line with all other halachas in the Torah. So when I say kasha, bishlo, this is right, bishlo, yachakasla, he cooked it first. Then he broiled it. It's chayav. Because he broiled it, he cooked it first. And even though I broiled it later, once it's cooked, it's called cooked. The whole bishli cooked it. So therefore, we understand that broiling afterwards doesn't change in nature. What comes first is first. It's cooked. Elo tzloi. Achagav bishli. But suppose you broiled it first. Then you cooked it. Why should he be eva? On al toichlu. O tzliyesh is tzliyesh. Amai, why should he be chayim? That's the Mora's asking a kasha, but the Mora thinks that this pasuk is just telling us according to the Svara. And therefore, it's against what we always hold, that what comes first, that what makes the nature of the thing. So if Sliyesh came first, who cares if we cook this subsequently? Do you mean to say we'll learn from this everywhere else, that once you broil something or you bake something and you cook it afterwards, so lose the character of baking? So let's learn the kasha this way. You can't argue with a pasuk. All right, it's a pasuk. Boshel Mevushel says that. But will you learn from Boshel Mevushel? Such a big chiddush for everywhere else. So we learn everywhere else also. If you bake something first, then you cooked it, it wouldn't be considered baked. Suppose you took matzahs. You baked matzahs. Then you cooked it. Meaning to say you're not yetzi with the matzah? Because we're learning from this model. It's a mamotzina. Just like here, after broiling, the cooking can undo the broiling. So also by baking, the cooking could undo the baking. So you wouldn't be able to cook matzah. That's more as kasha. And for the Gemara, you can't learn from this. Omarav Kahane, hi, Mani, who said that? Rabbi Yehesi. Rabbi Yehesi holds that this is like any other place in the Torah. The Tanya, Yoitzin beroki kashor, you can be yetzi with a wafer. Roki means like a matzah. If it's soaked, a matzah that's soaked, you can be yetzi. Soaking a matzah, let's say, in wine, soaking a matzah in anything else, doesn't make it lose its character of a matzah. Or be mevushel. And even if you cook the matzah in liquid, in the water, you can be yetzi. Shalonim, how long it didn't melt away. If the matzah becomes so soggy that it melts away, then it's not called any matzah at all. But as long as the matzah is all intact, even though it's wet and soaked, and even though it's cooked, you're still yetzay divameh. Abe yetzay meh, yetzin beroki kashor. You can be yetzay with a matzah that's soaked. Aba lo mevushel, not baked. Not cooked. I mean. Once it's cooked, you're not yetzi. Because cooking undoes, can undo the effect of the baking. Even though it didn't melt. Now he wants to say that this will be learned above, that if it was broiled and then cooked, it's called mevushel, is following Rabbi Yehesi, and then Yochaname, it's the same for kol ha'teira kula. And this is not an exception, it could be as the model. Everywhere else. So according to this first pshat, what it says above, if it's broiled and then cooked, it's considered mevushel. That's only according to Rabbi Yehesi. according to Aramea, wouldn't be so. And still following the Svara, that by Pesach, it's the same as any other halacha. And all halachas the same principle, and if you find by Pesach, Soloi, Vahakach, Bishloi, it's considered Mevusho, it's Rabbi Yeshua holds, the same as by Matzah. If you baked it, and afterwards you cooked it, it's not called Matzah anymore. But according to Rameya, who holds, if you baked it, and then you cooked it, it's still called Matzah, as long as it's not melted away. So here also, if you brought it, and afterwards you cooked it, it's not called Mevusho. Ule Amalu says no. Afilatema Rameya. What he said above, you broil it, and after it's cooked, it's called mevushal. Everybody agrees. Because Pesach is not a model for other cases. Shani ochadom ha-ko boshal mevushal mikol mokim. The Torah is saying this is different. Not the Torah giving us a model for everywhere else. The Torah is telling us this is different. So even a mayor who holds the whole Torah kula, if he baked it, and then he cooked it, it's still called baked. But in the case of Pesach, if he broiled it, afterwards cooked, it's called cooked. Say that there. Turn the rabbon on. I'm able to think, Sloy called Soke. If he brought it as much as it needed, means, later we'll soon see, it means more than it needed. If he broiled it and thoroughly, too thoroughly, we'll soon see what it means. Let's say he broiled it too thoroughly. Yehechayev, as he'd be chayev, for eating it that way. Talmud lema al techo menu no uboshel mevushel b'mayim. So we say only no is half done, uboshel mevushel, and it's or is cooked in water. Only these two things, o malti lecha, I said. Below sheslo called sukkah, but if you broiled it too much, it's not considered any avera in eating it. Now, I have to understand what it means. What's it talking about? He made it scorched. It became burned from over broiling. Now, it's surely not yetsi. It's not called eating. It's like a piece of charcoal. So it's not yetsi. But the question is it over? So it's not over anything. Now Rashi has two lashonos. One lashon is, if he cooked it subsequently, would he be over? Then Rashi rejects that pshat. And then Rashi said, no. If you hold that cooking afterwards makes it called mevushal, then who cares if he had made it like the charcoal, it's also cooked afterwards, it's called mevushal. So Rashi rejects that pshat. It's talking about he made it charuch, it was over broiled, and he didn't cook it afterwards. But I might think since it's over broiled, that's not what the Torah wanted. The Torah wants you to broil it just enough to eat, but not too much. So he said, of course, you wouldn't be yetsi, not fit to eat, but there's no lav on it. But the only lav is on no, half done, and mevushal cooked in water. But if it's done too much, there's no lav on. That's all it's saying. Say that. I'm able to think, I might think, ohal kezayis chay, if ate a kezayis raw meat, yehei chay. But the Torah says, no, half broiled is a lav. Not broiled at all, it should surely be. It's Talmud lema, al techo menu, no. Uboshel mevushel, so we see no uboshel amalti lecha. Only these two things. Below chai, so if he ate raw, he's not over anything. He's not yetsi, because he's not yetsi. They call him pesa, but he's not over and alive. Yochol yehei mut. I might say it should be muta to eat raw, and be yetsi the mitzvah. Talmud lema ki im shli eish. Has to be only Sli Eish. Now, we see from this that raw is not Eva, but it's not Yitz. For Ema Hechidomino, what's called? No. Omar Rav, Kidi Amri Pasha, like the Persians say, Abanim. He used a Gentile word, Abanim, which means have done. Now, why did he have to quote what the Persians say? Because all kinds of tastes. Some people like it done, what you call rare, something like it done very much broiled. So he tells us that kind of broiling that is done by the Persians do it in a certain way, that's called Abanim, that's the broiling that Taylor forbids by calling Pesach. So he wanted to have some measure to assess what's called no, see what they broil, and then you know that's called no. But that's not broiling enough for the Korban Pesach. See that? Omarav Chiste Amevashla. Suppose they cook the Korban Pesach not in the water that's heated by fire, but the water that's heated by natural means, like hot springs. Bechame Tvelya. Shabbos. Now I was talking not about the Korban Pesach, I was talking about Shabbos first. Suppose he takes a piece of meat and puts it in a hot spring on Shabbos. It's potter. It's not called cooking. Because you have to have toldos ho'oyah, something that comes from real fire. Even cooks in the sun, it's not called cooking. Let's say you make an omelette on a hot sidewalk, not called cooking on Shabbos. Because now toldos ho'oyah has to be something made by artificial fire, not natural. So hot springs is not called fire, and it cooks on Shabbos, there is potter. Pesach shebishlo b'chame t'velya is kaya. It's a called Pesach that's cooked there is kaya. Now that's a contradiction. Why should that be? If it's not called bishl, as far as Shabbos is concerned, why is it called bishl as far as called Pesach is concerned? It's more as kasha. Why is it different on Shabbos? The law, it's not called cooking. Because they tell this Eishbinim, because we need something that results from fire. We call it tell this, because sometimes, even if it's not fire, let's say if you take a hot towel that you've held over the fire, made it hotter with the fire, and then you broke an egg over that towel, you're chayer. Because the towel, even though it's not fire itself, but the heat of the towel came from the fire, it's called tell this Eish. Let's say you take something hot, was on the fire, hot pot, empty pot, and you put into it, let's say, an egg, so that egg becomes broiled because of the heat of the pot, which it got from the fire, till the size. But here, the springs of Tvelya don't have any heat at all. It's just natural heat from the earth. So and when it comes to Shabbos, it's potter. So why is it when it comes to Korban Pesach, it's called bishul, and it's chayav for eating it? It's a more kasha. Again, the tildus aish, for Shabbat you need tildus aish. But like, it's not called tildus aish if it has springs. Pesach nami, if you put a Korban Pesach into that hot water of the springs, lav tildus aish, and why is it chayav for eating? It's up to you. Oh, my God, it's all he wants to answer. What's the difference? Why by Chame Tvelya, if he cooks the Korban Pesach, is he Eiva for Mevushal, but not called Bishal as far as Shabbos is concerned? Omar Rav, am I Chayev Diktoni? Not because it's Mevushal, no. If we put the Korban Pesach in Chame Tvelya, it's not Mevushal. Why does it say Chayev? It's Chayev Dikorov HaMishum Tzliyesh. It's Eiva Korban Tzliyesh. I will explain something. We're coming to a subject called lav shebiklolus, means a lav that's implied. We're following Rashi's pshat. Suppose the Torah says, you couldn't do this, you can't do this. So we imply that these things are awesome. But suppose from between the two we understand another thing. We can imply miklal. Would there be a lav if he did that? Here's the case. Al teich lo menu, no. Don't eat half done. It's half broiled. Or bosh lo mushu mayim. Or if it's cooked in water, kim sliyesh. Only sliyesh. Now, if only Shliyesh could imply more things, things that are not only half done, and not only if it's cooked in water, other things that are not Shliyesh. And there's a lav on it. But Al Teflu, don't eat only Shliyesh. So if you'll say that the lav goes only on what's said beferish in the Torah, so there's a lav only on no, and only on Mevushal. But suppose it's not broiled at all, didn't do anything to it. Or you put it just in hot water of Chametzvel, it's not cold cooked, so you didn't do anything to it. So then, he wouldn't be able any lav at all. Although it's implied, don't eat half done, don't eat cooked in water, but only Shliyesh. So it implies anything that's not Shliyesh should be also. But it's not a lav to get Malkus. That if you hold Ein Lekin a lav Shebeklos, you don't get a Malkus on a lav that's implied. But the other holds you do get Malkus for a lav Shebeklos, an implied lav. So even though the Torah specifies no and Mevushal, doesn't specify if it's not either of them. Still, since it says Kiyum Shliyesh, it comes to add other things that also allow, even if it's not no or Mevushal. And therefore, if you put it in Chametzvelya, or if he didn't do anything, raw, completely raw, so he'd be evil because the lav should be clawless. That's a level. Lekin a lav should be clawless. Now, inside. My chayev diktoni, it's over said. My chayev diktoni, because over mishum tzli eish. Because it's over, akiim tzli eish. Now where's the lav? It's al toichlu, and there's some more things he enumerates. No mevushal, the Mayan. That's it. So say al toichlu, kiim tzli eish. Do not eat unless it's tzli eish. So they do not. The lav goes in anything that's not tzli eish. That's a lav alayim shat naposik, because it's a lav that's implied. And a lav should be clothed, you get Malkus. Say that inside. Now, we have to see why above it says that on Chai, on Roy is not Eva. You have to see how Rabbi will be able to adjust to that statement. Will Rabbi say, es exeris hakosu? And since the Torah says no, it comes to exclude Chai. Special exeris hakosu, Chai is pata. Or the Chai should have been included in Kiyum Shliyesh, Lav Shebe Klolus. Or maybe that time will hold, Ein Lekin a Lav Shebe Klolus. You have to see it. You have to find the Teretz. What's the reason that if it's in Chametzvelya, because Chametzvelya didn't accomplish anything, it's not called Bishul. Still, Rav says there's Malkus for it, because it's a Lav that's implied from Kiyum Shliyesh. What about Chai above? So either we'll say that the Gzeres HaKosu, that Chai is excluded by No, and therefore, as outside of any other consideration, Teres says no Malkus for Chai, or we'll say that that Tana holds Ein Lekin Alav Shebe Klolus. We'll have to see it. Back to the Gemara. Rav Chiya Breida Rav Nosen Masli Lo Lohod Rav Chisim Hedin. He learns it openly, without any pevushim necessary. Omer Rav Chista, a mevasol hametvelya b'Shabbos is potter, because it's not called bishul. Or Pesach, she bishul hametvelya chayev, she ovi mishum sliyesh. He holds like Rabbi that lekan alav should be close. Omer Rabbi, achol. If you ever come Pesach, no, wait. Now that's simple. Everybody agrees. Only Rabbi said lekish time. He had two times Malkus. One Malkus because what it says Beferish, no, and the other Malkus for the general implied law Kim Shliyesh. There's a general law that's implied in everything, no matter what it is. If it's not Shliyesh, it's Malkus. So he added no, so in addition to the Malkus for no that's stated openly, there's also a Malkus for Shliyesh, and therefore, if he ate no, no is also not fully Shliyesh. It's no. It's instead of opening the Torah, it's a Malkus. And it's not really Shliyesh either. So he gets two Malkus for no alone. Mevushal. Suppose he ate something Mevushal. It wasn't broiled at all. It was cooked. So Leikesh Tayyim, he gets Malkish because the Mavush was stated openly in the Torah, and he gets the Malkish for the implied love, Kim's Leikesh, because Mavush was not Leikesh. Suppose he ate no Umevusho, he ate two things. One thing was no, a piece, and one thing was Mavushal, he ate two pieces of Kovim Tessa. Leikesh Olish, he gets a Malkish for eating no, and a Malkish for eating Mavushal, and another Malkish for the general love, Kim's Leikesh. First, say that piece. Boiled in an empty pot, all the Chachamim say is no issue of Bishul, but it could be, according to Rabbi, it would be a Malkus for Sliyesh, could be. Sli Kedar. According to Chachamim, there's no love of Bishul, but it could be, it would be a love of Kim Sliyesh, according to Rabbi, because it's not Sliyesh. Abayama ain't leikin alav shebeklodes. You can't get malchus for alav shebeklodes. Now, the two perushim and what Abaya meant. What did Abaya mean? Ikar amasama say, tarti hu de lalok. You don't get two malchus. I mean, if you ate no, or mevushal, there's no malchus. For, not more than one malchus. No, just one malchus. And although there is a alav shebeklodes, according to this Lashon in Abaya, this first Pshat in Abaya, Abaya does hold as a Malkus, a Lav Shebe Klobos, but that is a Lav that is either on No, either on Mevushal, or on whatever thing is not Sliyesh. So once he ate No, so that's the Malkus, that's the Lav. If he ate Mevushal, that's the Lav. You can't give him twice Malkus for No, and because not Sliyesh. No itself is not Sliyesh. That's how Abaya learns Pshat in the first Lashon Abaya. So, but suppose he ate something that's not No and not Mevushal, was not Sliyesh, like in Hametzvelya, then Abaya says he would get Malkes. Because it's not No, not Mevushal, but it's not Sliyesh either. And Abaya will hold, when there's no other Malkes, then the Malkes of Lav Shebeklodes comes to its expression. So again, the first Lashon Abaya is that if he ate No, he gets Malkus for No. What about the Malkus for Kim Sliyesh? No. Because that's all included. It's one Malkus. So he's in the Kayan, the Daveira, for which he gets Malkus. If he ate Mevushal, he gets Malkus for that Daveira, Mevushal. That's the Daveira of Kim Sliyesh. But suppose he didn't eat anything No, anything Mevushal, just in Hametzvelya, it's not No or Mevushal. Since there's no other Malkus, so he gets the Malkus for the general love of Lav Shebeklodes, Kim Sliyesh. That's the first Lashon Abaya. There's another Lashon, different Pshat in Abaya. Chodename lelok, never any Malkus for Kim Sliyesh. Lelo meyachid lav, the love is not specified particularly. Ke lav dechsime. We learn Malkus from losachsim sher bedisha. You shouldn't muzzle an ox with his threshing. And there, that Pusik is a specific law, tells what you shouldn't do. It's not a general statement. We have to imply that's not called a law. So here also, even if he was cooked in Hametzvelya, it's not boshel, it's not No, there's no Malkus at all, because there's no general Malkus liaise. So therefore, according to the second Lashon, if he ate No, then Malkus for No. Ate Mevushal, Malkus for Mevushal. It wasn't either No or Mevushal, there's no Malkus at all, even though it's not Sliyesh. So the first Lashon in Abaya, he does agree there's a Lav Shebeklodes, but once there's a Malkus for one of the details there, No or Mevushal, that's enough. Don't get twice Malkus. And the second Lashon, but according to the first Lashon, because it was not No or Mevushal, so since he didn't have any specific Lav that is Eva, he's Eva in the general Lav of Lav Shebeklodes. So Hametzvelya gets Malkus. But the second Lashon is, even though there's no specific Lav that is Eva, it wasn't No, it wasn't Mevushal, he doesn't get any Malkus at all, because there's no Malkus for a non-specified thing. Say that. In the case of a nausea, it says, Mecharsanim adzog lo yechle. Can't eat grapes, whether it's the seeds of the grapes or the peel of the grapes, mechatzanim azog lo yechol, mikol asher ye'ose v'gefen hayayin, anything that comes from gefen hayayin. Now that sounds like a lav shebeklolus too, with two specific things, chatzanim and zog, that's specified. Then it says, mikol asher ye'ose v'gefen hayayin. Now the question will be, suppose he ate the leaves. Now the leaves are not mentioned there, but the leaves are included in kol asher ye'ose v'gefen hayayin. So he leaves, it eats the leaves of the grapevine. Does he get malchus or not? If he eats the peels of the grapes, like it, it's a befeirish in the Torah. But not only gets one malchus, he gets time twice. Because the extra malchus is, and the peels of the grapes also included in kol asher ye'ose v'gefen hayayin. Chatzan eats the inside, the seeds inside, leukesh tayim, because chatzan is mentioned b'feirish, and in addition it's included in kol asher ye'ose v'gefen hayayin. Zog v'chatzan, because he ate the peels and the seeds, leukesh olish, two for each of these specified lavim, and the third, mikol asher ye'ose v'gefen hayayin. Abaye omar ein leukin alav shebeklolus. Now what does that mean? Again, ikram, the first lashon Abaye is, tati hu delo loki. If he ate chatzanim, he doesn't get two malchus for chatzanim. If he ate zog, he doesn't get two malchus for zog. Once you are, he is over on a specific lav, then the lav shebeklolus doesn't have any place. But chodom he is loki. One at least is like it. Suppose he didn't eat chatzan, didn't eat zog, he ate leaves. Leaves are not specified, so then the lav comes into play. The lav shebeklolus, he gets malchus. If he ate only leaves alone, he doesn't get malchus for that. Because the lav shebeklolus never has any meaning as a lav. The lav is not specified like the lav of chesiva. By lo sachsim shebedisha, we learn the model of malchus, and therefore we say that it has to be a specific subject that's mentioned in the lav. But to imply from the general language of the lav, we don't imply anything, and since it's not specifically stated that the leaves are also, so according to the second lesson of Abaye, there's no malchus for those who are eating leaves of the grapevine. Say that. Next week, B'lin Eder, we're going to finish this perek in the second Shia. When we finish with the perek, we'll continue from then on in the seventh perek in the second Shia. And remember, spread the news to people who might be interested. We're beginning a big, important mesichta. One of the major mesichtas of Shas, that's Mesichta Chum, a very big mesichta, by the way, in size too. And the Gemach, Sima Toy, Vot everybody.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.